今天天气冷不冷？
How do you feel the weather? Do you feel cold?
哈哈，不容易，要赞叹大家哈。天气冷的时候，你还愿意从家里暖暖的被窝来到佛堂来听经哈，是不容易的。
I want to praise everyone because it's not easy for you to get out the warm home and come here on such a cold weather.
但是修行哈，修行是要分分秒秒的日渐有功啊，随时随地都要在修行状态下。
But as for practice going, we have to practice every minute, every second.
今天早上我一个菩萨跟法师分享，他说法师最近因为天气比较冷，你知道天气比较冷的时候，从医学角度，我们这个心脏要pump比较多的能量出来，所以他就发现做一做做事情就发现心啊，不但心无力，连身体也无力了。然后就发现，突然发现说，哎呦，平常他都念哦观世音菩萨，可这时候他观世音菩萨提不起来，只知道身体不舒服，就是被整个身体被那个被身体撞，被身体整个限制住了，所以发现他平常用的方法用不上了。
So earlier today, someone was sharing with me that because the weather gets so cold, and she felt her heart has to work extra hard.To provide the energy, provide blood, and she felt she's so tired. Not just the heart is not working enough, pumping enough, or she felt her body was so tired. And she usually chants Namo Guan Shin Pusa, but now she felt she didn't even have enough strength to pick up that chanting.
所以我们就知道说那个方法要随时的用，绵绵密密的用，当你需要的时候它才提得起来，不然的话方法还是方法，你还是你。
So we know that we have to practice your method non-stop instantly to the point that you become the method become you, otherwise when you need the method you don't have enough strength to pick up, you're still you and the method is still the method.
所以每次看到这个冬天的时候，因为很有趣，我来这边来东初三年了，每年到冬天的时候，又是越靠近过年的时候，这个时候天气都不好，几乎周日奖金都是我的，然后我就每次都担心说，哇，每次天气会把菩萨限制住，来不了了。
So it's an interesting phenomenon that I usually give talks in the winter, especially during the Chinese approaching to the Chinese New Year, because the weather always gets so bad that it prevents some people coming out to come to the lectures. So I always concerned that whether will help people away from the lectures.
但是呢，就像我以前，我记得在台湾的时候，我那个单位是一个小小的单位，但是它的辖区很广。那时候就我一个法师，所以我每次要讲报告的时候，我就讲说。他的成员呢，法师一名，但是龙天护法无数。
So it's just like when I was in Taiwan, I was in a the place I work was small, but it actually there's a it controls a large place. There's people from different places to attend lectures. So I always say to myself.Who is attending the lecture? Fa Shi herself, and also a lot of invisible beings are here.
所以同样，今天也是一样哈。我想菩萨们来了，那龙天护法也来了。好，好，那我们就开始讲今天的主题。
So today, I think the same. Fa Shi is here, and also Dharma protectors are here. So let's begin.
好。我们的主题是讲华严经里面的入法界品，就是善财童子的五十三参嘛，哈。我们已经参了十二位善知识了，今天我们要参与的是第十三位，叫做具足优婆夷。
So, our topic is Flower Lotus Sutra that entering the Dharma realm. So we have been talking about 12 good knowing advisors. So today we'll start with the 13th good knowing advisor.Prabhuta.
好，上一次我们谈到说这个善财童子呢，他去参访在那个河边的小菩萨在那边玩沙，我不晓得你们还记得吗？ 他这边小文山，然后雕了很多的佛像。好，后来他就介绍他参访的时候往下参访，所以这是他参访的一个对象，叫优婆夷。优婆夷就是我们佛门讲的说是女性的居士，在家的女性居士。
So last time, last lecture, I don't know if you recall, there was a youth playing sand near a river, and he recommended Stana to go on to visit the next Gunoyin advisor, who is a lay woman practicing at a home. That's what Yopo Yi means.
The woman in the home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 维扬菩萨们，你们平常的时候，日常生活当中，应该有很多的同参道友吧？他们会不会都是你的善知识呢？
So, in ordinary life, we all have a lot of people practicing around us. I want to ask, are they all your good knowing advisors?
是好，好。同样的，其实到处都有善知识。好，我们来看看这个三海童子参访的这个善知识是怎么一回事。好，这三海童子就一直往南走，南南走的时候就来到一个地方，然后他就找到这个具足优婆夷，然后就有人跟他讲说，这个具足优婆夷啊，现在住在这个城镇里面一个很大的房间里面，大宅子里面。结果他说他就往下去看，就发现这个大宅子非常非常的大，而且非常的庄严。他整个城墙，他的墙壁全部都是一些七宝所合成的。
So Sudana continued to travel southAnd until he reaches the city, and people told him that the Prabuddha, the next good knowing advisor, lives in a big house in the middle of the town. So he went there, and the house is very large and covered with precious ornaments around.
这个房子不只是大，它是非常的庄严，非常的庄严，用七宝所合成的房子。
And the house is not only just large, it's also magnificent with seven jewels covered around.
好，我们来看看这个优婆夷呢，他坐在这个很大的椅子上，宝座上。然后呢，他相貌非常的端正，可是穿的衣服呢是素色的衣服。像我们就觉得说，哎，他家里这么装潢，这么应该是穿的非常的豪华，就有房子穿的衣服是非常素的颜色，然后头发垂下来。身上呢并没有披戴任何的，像我们在印度讲很多的璎珞，它没有，完全没有。但是身上发出的是一种非常有威德的光。在经文里面形容它，除了菩萨、佛菩萨之外，没有人再能够跟它比的。
So Sudana enters the house and he saw the Prabuddha sitting on a high seat, and she looks very joyful and has very good looks, good characteristics, and her hair hanging loose. She wears simple colored clothes, and there's no ornaments on her body. But her looks are so good that only Buddhas and great Bodhisattvas can compare to that. Otherwise, there's no one can compare to her.
我们知道在《华严经》里面讲，这每一尊，这个五十三尊的每一尊，真的都是法身大师示现的，都是一生补处菩萨所示现的。
And we know, good knowing advisors in the sutra are all manifested by great bodhisattvas that will become Buddha in one lifetime.
好，往下我们看，在他的房子里面呢，他敷座就是准备了10亿个座位。十亿个座位，那数目很多很多哈，甚至这个椅子上这个殊胜庄严像超出天人所拥有的，可是那个每一个椅子上布置的都非常的庄严。那这些都是具足菩萨、具足优婆夷，他是业力所化现、所成就的。
So in her house, there were arranged 10 million seats superior to those of celestial and human.Beings. It was all created by her power, her karma.
在这个房子里面呢，就只有椅子，然后呢，也没有什么装潢，也没有衣服啊，也没有食物啊，也没有其他的东西。然后就只有在这个优婆夷前面呢，有一个小小的器皿，有一个小小的钵，然后有一万个童女围绕着她。整个房子就只有这样子。
So inside the house there were no food or clothing or drinks or anything else. There were just 10 million seeds, and in front of her there was a little vessel placed before her, and there were 1 million youth ladies around her.
10,000
youth ladies around her.
我们想起什么？像那个维摩经里面，维摩经里面呢、啊，维摩居士生病的时候啊，维摩居士生病的时候，他就把家里所有东西都化不见了，就只有维摩居士他坐在那个椅子上，就这样子，很像这个样子的，就他中间非常的空旷，但是就椅子什么都没有，就只有一个小钵在他前面。
So this echoes with another sutra. It's also very similar that in that person's house, there's nothing, very, very empty, very large, but just seats around, and in front of her, there's a little vessel.
好，那我们来看，她不是有一万个这个童女围绕着她吗？这一万个童女呢，哦，相貌非常的殊胜，然后呢，身上非常的庄严，然后呢，她们说出来的声音，身上发出来的香味，都让人家非常的喜欢。然后经文上描述他发出来的这个香味呢能够普熏一切世界，要是有缘人能够闻到这个香味的时候，都能够得到不退转的无上正等证据。
So there were 10,000 ladies surrounded this good knowing advisor, and they all look magnificent. They all have all kinds of jewels or adornments around their body, and their voice is so soft and beautifulAnd when people hear it, they will become very joyful. And they all waited on the good knowing advisor, watched her, respectfully saluted her, and bowed to her. And there is certain fragrance perfumed the whole place, and whoever smelled this will giving a rise to non-regression, equal enlightenment.
好。甚至于他们只要看到这些童女的时候呢，他们就产生一些很平等心啊，慈悲心，能够利益一些众生，甚至于只要看见他们的身体，就能够完全的远离贪跟嗔痴。
So, whoever can see those ladies will give rise to equality, compassion, and they will free from desire.They will feel from greed, hatred, and ignorance.
你就可以知道说那个房间的感觉哈，就是有很多的一万个童女在那个地方。重点是那个童女的感觉，放出来的香味，看到她的，让很多人就起了亲近的心。所以这个善财童子就往前走，就去问跟那个优婆塞问讯，就讲说，他说我已经发了无上菩提心，但是我要来请教你，我怎么样才能够行菩萨行
？So you can imagine.10,000 ladies surrounded the good knowing advisor, and they all look great and smells great. Whoever sees them will give rise to great mind. So Sudana saw all this, and he approached to Prabuddha and asked, I have given rise to the Bodhi mind, but I don't know how to practice the Bodhisattva conduct. Can you teach me?
所以这个优婆夷就跟他讲了，他说善男子啊，他说我得到了一个法门呢，叫做菩萨的无穷尽福德障解脱门。
So Prabuddha said to Sudana, good man, I have attained an enlightening liberation, which is inexhaustible treasury of manifestation of good.
好，你看我这个小小的钵哦，这个小小的钵呢，它能够随顺众生。心里想要什么东西，想要什么饮食，它就随顺能够出现。
So, look at this little vessel. I satisfy sentient beings of various tastes with food, conforming to their wishes.
好，我往下讲一串的数字，你听。他说，假使呢有100个众生呐、啊，1000个众生呐、啊，100,000众生呐、啊，10,000众生呐、啊，甚至是南瞻部洲啊，四大部洲啊。小世界、中世界、大世界，乃至不可说、不可说微尘数的这么多的菩萨，假如他们甚至是十方世界的一切菩萨，他们想要什么东西，我能够随顺他们所欢喜的东西，让他们都能够满足。
And she further said, not only I can, not only this little vessel can satisfy some sentient beings, but actually it can satisfy 100,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000 or sentient beings from one continent, four continents, 1,000 world universe or 1,000,000 world universe, 1,000,000,000 world universe. They can all satisfy them with whatever they wish.
他说这个小钵里面的饮食是取之不尽用之不竭的。他说这个小钵呢是融同法界无尽的缘起，所以它是用之不尽取之不竭。
So this, the food in this little vessel does not diminish or run out. It will never be exhausted. It actually connects to the, causes and conditions, so, it will never run out.
他说不只是食物哦，甚至你要的什么床啊、衣服啊、卧具啊、车子啊，甚至在佛堂上的庄严物啊、花呀、幔啊、香啊、图等等等等这些资深之具，想要什么有什么。
So not just this from this little vessel, just not come out food. It also has clothing, flowers, incense, transportation vehicles, whatever you desire.
好，你就知道很特殊了哈。这个钵可以满足这样。第二个讲说，他说假使啊，东方世界有声闻缘觉，声闻缘觉二圣圣人哈，他们吃过我的食物之后呢？他们都能够证到果位，而且不再受生死轮回的流转，直接证到究竟的妙果。
Also, some if two kinds of saints, some hearers and individual enlightenment people, if they eat my food, they will immediately attain the fruit of becoming Buddha in one lifetime.
他说不只是东方诶，他说不只是，也不只是一个世界，百世界、千世界，甚至小千世界、中千世界、大千世界的所有一切声闻缘觉，他们只要尝过我的食物，都能够就近佛圣。
It's not just from two saints from one world, but from 100,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000, from one continent, four continents, 1,000,000,000.World universe, 1,000,000,000 world universe, or 1,000,000,000 world universe. As long as they taste my food, they will become, you will attain the fruit of becoming enlightened in one lifetime.
第三类呢，他说一切的菩萨，一生补处菩萨，他们吃过我这个小器皿里面的食物之后，他们也能够成道无上正等正觉。
And, not only that,But if great bodhisattvas who will become Buddha in one lifetime, if they taste my food, they will obtain supreme perfect enlightenment.
就觉得非常殊胜齁，不只是人齁，十方世界的人，声闻缘觉，菩萨也都能够有因缘吃到他的食物的时候，都能够成到无上正等正觉。
So this, the food from this little vessel is very special, not just for human beings, such sentient beings from one world, but for sentient beings from 10 directions and also for saints, for great bodhisattvas.
你想想看，小法师怎么可能呢、啊、这么小一个钵怎么可能会是这个样子？我后来想到说，哎呀，我们东出禅师也不过已经30年了，对吗？30年的时候，我们菩萨在这边吃过多少饭，我们成就多少佛事，成就多少场法会，成就多少场共修，不就是这样子吗？
And some people would ask, how could it be possible this little vessel could satisfy, so many sentient beings? And I would respond by saying, just think about our Chan Meditation Center. How many people have come here to taste our food, have been practiced with us, for 30 years?
你知道这里面有没有龙天护法？有没有菩萨？有没有声闻缘觉在这边用过餐？
Do you think there are also Dharma protectors and saints come here and taste the food here?
不是，他们都点头了哦，是啊。
Yes, we all nodded.
好，我们先停在这个地方。这个地方你就可以知道说， 讲听华严经跟讲华严经，你非得把心胸打开，不可能就觉得到处都觉得塞住了，怎么可能会是这样？怎么可能会是这样？但事实上真的就是这个样子。好。
So, listen, starting this sutra, we really have to open our mind.
好，接着往下，他谈到他这个十一万个童女，他说你有没有看到我这一万个童女在这个地方？他说你有没有看到？
Then he can, this good knowing advisor continues saying, do you see these 10,000 ladies surrounding me?
他说我看到了。他说你知道吗？这一万个童女实际上他是作为上首，我们知道什么叫上首，就是我们修行的时候是代表前面带着大众修行的上首。他其实上有百万无数那么多的人，其实上是跟着他们一起修行的。我们也跟着我一起修行，我们修同样的法门，发同样的愿，种同样的善根，然后一同来出离三界。
So, actually those 10,000 ladies represent, people that also following them. So we all practice the same method, make the same vows, plant the same good roots, and also, make the same vows to go, out of this desire of, go out of the three realms.
然后同样的，我们也同样的清净，同样的身业清净，口业清净，意业清净。
And we also, we are also equal in purity of action and impurity of speech, impurity of, the mind.
他说你知道吗？我这一万个童女呢，在我这个小钵里面呢，取出来这个上妙的法位呢，在一刹那顷，它能够遍至十方，来供养一切的声闻、缘觉、菩萨，乃至一切的恶鬼道等等的畜生，让他们得到满足。没有，就是童女他们拿了上钵的食物去供养。
And also, if the 10,000 ladies, if they took, they take the food from the little vessel, they can make offerings to, hungry ghosts, to other sentient, invisible sentient beings.
好，他讲完之后呢，当然，就像大家想，怎么可能齁，就半菜半饮的时候，他就说，好，你等一下，你让你亲自看一看。在正好在说的时候呢，就发现无数的众生从四个门全部进来，进到优婆夷的这个大房间里面来。然后他不是敷了十亿个座位吗？就全部坐满了，坐满了一切众生。然后呢，随顺他们的需要，就把他们需要的食物啊，他们要的东西都给他们了。
When people are, when Sudana was still doubting, how could this be possible? The Gnome Advisor said, why don't you take a look yourself? So, during that time, sentient beings from all directions came in, invited by her vows and power, and they all came in and can get whatever food that they desire.
好，经文就描述在这个地方，所以这个优婆夷就跟他讲说，他说善谈者，他说我只有这个方法叫做无尽福德障解脱门，至于其他的法门我不懂，你去参访另外一个善知识吧。
So Prabuddha said to Sudana, a good man, I only know this, one Dharma door of inexhaustible treasure of manifestations of good. If you want to learn more, you have to, go visit other good knowing advisors.
好，我们就刚刚这样子一个 case, 描述这样一段的时候，我们稍微做一点讨论，我们来看一下。
Okay, let's pause and discuss, this lines of sutra.
这个善财童子参访的这个叫具足优婆夷，其实上他是一般的家庭主妇。他虽然显现一般家庭主妇，实际上他是法身大士示现的。那他其实上在他这个房间里面，这个空间里面呢，应该讲说，除了他自己修行之外，其实他对他周边的这一万个童女也当成像家人一样，所以带着他们一起修行，一起发愿，共同发愿，共同生活。
This good knowing advisor, Prabuddha, is, appears as the ordinary housewife. So she not only, she practices at home, but she also leads the 10,000 ladies practice together. She of course takes care of them like family.
我们知道这个家哦，这个家庭的这个家，它不只是设身安住的地方， 其实更是一个修行的地方。
So, home is not just a place for your body, for your physical body, but it's also a place for settling your mind.
而且日常生活当中，其实不只是说有打坐啊、诵经啊、看经才是修行啊。日常生活挑水砍柴都是修行啊，也都是修行的契机。
And when we say practice, we do not only mean those chanting, sitting meditations or practice. Everything actually, like house, even house chores, in daily life are also ways to practice.
你有没有看到他用一个东西叫小的波，这小小的波，可是相对应的是无限的众生。你有看到这两个相对的东西？
So did you see the contrast between this little vessel and innumerable ascension beings?
这就好像我们的心呢，虽然小小的，对吗？在我们身里面，可是你心量可以化得无限的大，它可以到一切的空间里面。
So it's just like our heart, our mind. Although it seems small, but actually you can open it, expand it to unlimited.
我在想说，其实这些从各个地方涌进来的这些众生，也不就是让善财童子看到吗？当你心量无限大的时候，你就可以供养这么多的众生。
So I want to say, when the sutra mentioned there were innumerable sentient beings came to this house and enjoyed the food, it's just like telling us when you can open your mind, open your heart.And then you will be able to make offerings to all sentient beings.
其实讲到这个地方，其实菩萨们大概懂法师的意思。其实我们人在一个地方，但是你的心量无限大了，其实你关怀的力量，你的化现的力量，其实可以到无限大。
So I think you probably understand what I mean. Even though people can only be in one place at one time, but if their mind is unlimited, their care, their love is unlimited, they can help unlimited people.
就像这次我们水陆会不是有云端排位吗？
Just like this ceremony just happened last week, we have cloud dates. Cloud base. Yeah, we have cloud plates.
我们在东初哦，在美国学院写上你要祝福的人，对吧？或是你要不是祝福，或是你要超度的人，只要在这边写一排位。可是上它是无眼佛界的。
So we write down names that the names of people that you want to give blessing to, and but the virtues and blessings are unlimited, will go beyond,
对吗？是吗？我想你们都有写排位的吗？有没有？有齁，是透过你看说了一个这样子，其实重点是你发出那个善念的当下的时候，其实让那个力量已经穿透到宇宙了。
Actually, when you give rise to a good mind of goodness, your mind is already go beyond and going to the whole universe.
是啊，所以不要轻忽那个没轻忽这样的力量，所以菩萨们你要习惯去发愿，习惯去帮助众生，一个念头都可以帮助非常多的众生。
So that's why I'm saying you should get used to making vows, and even one vow can help unlimited sentient beings.
所以从这个善财童子这个参访的时候，我们可以知道，生活当中处处是道场，也处处都是修行的地方。
So from this story, we know that every place is a, you know, every place in life is a good place to practice, and there's lots of opportunities to practice.
好，所以呢，我们看到那个小小的波，其实它的功用无数，它不只是可以供养众生哦，供养看到的人，还有声闻缘觉菩萨都受它供养的，而且都能够满足。
So we see this little vessel, it has many functions, it can.Not only serve to human beings, but they can only make offerings to invisible Dharma protectors and other invisible beings.
好，接着善财童子呢，就继续往南走，去参访另外一个善知识，叫明智居士。
So Sudana continues travel south and visit continue on his visit to another Gundalini advisor called Vidavan.
好，这个名字其实就是一个在家的男众哈，其实是一个优婆夷。
So this is the name for
优婆塞，对不起，优婆塞。
So this is the name for a lay layman practitioner at home.
好，他往南走走，就发现这个明智居士呢，他在一个城里面的一个闹区的十字路上呢，在那边呢有一个位置，有个座位非常舒适，他坐在那个地方，然后旁边呢有很多的侍者围绕着他。然后呢用扇羽毛扇扇他啊，然后就发现在那个地方呢竟然天上有很多的香花音乐呢在那边围绕他，所以众生听到这些东西的时候都非常非常的欢喜。
So Sudana saw Sudana saw Vidavan sitting at a crossroad in the middle of the city on a seat andSurrounded by a lot of attendants with feather fans, and there were all kinds of flower, incense, and the music playing around and makes people joyful.
他发现呢，他旁边呢有所谓的十千，其实是一万的眷属围绕在那个地方。这些眷属们呢，个个都长相非常的庄严，然后连旁边人看到他们都非常的欢喜。
So he noticed there are 10,000 attendants surrounded the Vidavan, and they all look magnificent, and people are very joyful around them.
好，当然，善财童子就往前就问讯，就跟他讲说，他说我已发了无上正等正觉的心，但是我不晓得怎么样来修菩萨行。
So, Sudana talked to Vidavan and said, I have already given rise to this Bodha mind, but I don't know how to practice Bodhisattva conduct. Can you help me with that?
我要问菩萨们，你们是不是也发了这样的心呢？
I want to ask you, have you also made such a vow as well?
有吗？有哈。好，那我们来看，就这个明智居士就跟他讲，他说，哎呀，能够发无上正等正觉的心是很难得的，要是你能够真正的发心来求菩萨的行门的时候，他说初发心是非常重要的，这样的人才能够遇到善知识，而且参访善知识的过程才不会感到疲倦。
So Vidavan said to Sudana said, good man, it's very difficult to give rise to Bodhi mind, and only when you can give to such Bodhi mind there will be opportunities to meet good knowing advisorsAnd during your journey of meeting up good knowing advisors, you won't feel tired.
他说你能够遇到善知识，才能够亲近善知识，能够供养善知识，然后呢，让自己能够永不退转。同时呢，也因为继承善知识给你的心意，所以才能够好好的修行，而且没有不会漏失掉任何的机会。
So he said, only when you can meet good knowing advisors, you can you can get closer to him, you can make offerings to him, and then you can in the service for him, and you can learn his teachings and practice his teachings. Only by doing all this, then you won't miss any opportunities to practice.
好，他说我得到一个法门，叫做随意出生福德藏解脱门。
So, he said, I obtained one Dharma door of, the Dharma door of Supreme Treasury of, liberation.
他就是随意能够出生，就是随意能够画出来的。他说众生所需要的一切东西，我能够满足他们的愿望。
So this Dharma door, he can make up anything that sentient beings need or desire at his will.
好，你看哦，这个法门跟前面那个很相近哈、哦。前面是用从一个小钵里面出来嘛，哈、哦，从小钵里面出来。可是这跟他说是随意出生，随我的念头，它就可以长出来，这样子。
So this one is his practice is very similar to the last one we talked about. But last one, there is still a little vessel. Things need to come out from the little vessel. But this one, he can just make up things at his will.
他说众生需要的东西，比如说饮食啊、衣服啊、车子啊、 甚至房子啊、灯啊、牛羊啊，一切东西，甚至他要的侍者，他要什么，这所有自身物质通通给他满足。然后给他满足之后呢，我甚至给他们说法，我说法来养他们的慧命。
So, he can, you know, he can come out, he can make up not just the food, but also clothes, jewels, transportation vehicles, flowers, incense, medicines, house, animals, or even attendants. And he can provide all means of substance. Not only he can provide for them, he can also talk dharmas to them.
他讲完之后，他就也同样讲，他说：“你等一下，让你亲自看一看。”
And after he said that, he also said to Sudana, hold on, why don't you take a look yourself?
他刚讲完了，就在从各个方向，无量无数中，从各个方向来了，从各个方向、各个世界、各个国土、各个城市，从各个居落，甚至于不同的形象，不是只有人的形象哦，各种种类的众生，甚至他们需要的东西都不一样，他们有无数无量的数的众生全部来到这个地方，就有这个居士呢，就用他的愿力，让他们都来之后呢，让他们满足他们所要的东西，就发现所有东西，他只要他往天空一看，所有东西从天空全部降下来，然后所有众生都得到满足。
So after he said that, he looked up the sky and there immediately, Sudana noticed there are all kinds of sentient beings in all kinds of forms from various directions, from various worlds, from various, Buddha land or lands came down, and they all came down, they can get whatever they desire. As long as a Vidavan can thought for a moment and look up the sky, all things will stream down from the sky.
众生聚集之后呢，这个居士专心的往天空看的时候，因为他的愿力，让所有他们需要的东西都从天空上降下来，所有众生都得到满足。
And after all beings from all directions gathered together, Vidavan just thought for a moment and looked up the sky and all things that all sentient beings needed will come down from the sky.
你不要说法师怎么可能，这个就是华严界里面华藏世界的殊胜庄严相。
So some people will wonder how could it be possible, but this exactly is the magnificence of the sutra.
你们听过华严经里面有一句话吗，叫真空不爱妙有，妙有不爱真空。就是说，一切东西都从空里面所化现的，所以有也不会爱真空。
So, have you heard this verse from the Flower Dormant Sutra that says, emptiness will not.Emptiness does not interfere with substance, and substance does not interfere with emptiness.
这个真的很难用英文去描述哈，因为怎么？因为这个华严经啊，是释迦牟尼佛一成佛的时候，他所体验的境界，他直接说出来的时候，其实一般众生听不懂。就像现在我们觉得说啊，法师你说的是什么？其实那是很正常的，是真的很正常。你要是没有真的把心胸打开，没有去看看华严经的境界的时候，你真的很难谅解说，诶，为什么会当下有这么多东西，他只要往下一看，什么东西都会出现了。
So it's actually very, it's very common to feel it's difficult to understand what the sutra is talking about, because this is a sutra that taught by, Shakyamuni Buddha when he reached the Buddhahood.
所以没关系，大家就只要听就好了，就是这样，有这样的状况就好了。所以他们满足之后呢，这个居士就开始跟他们说法了。这个说法呢，他就怎么说呢？比如说有些众生是需要吃，需要饮食的嘛，需要饮食的，他就跟他们讲说怎么样才能够远离贫穷， 然后呢，怎么样才能够舍贪爱？怎么样才能够舍执着？让他们怎么样得到诸佛菩萨的上妙的法位
？So, after all the beings gather together and they have whatever they need, and then this good note invited will start to preach Dharma and teach them how to be away from greed, hatred, ignorance, how to
得到诸佛的上妙法位
，and how to get obtained all kinds of methods from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
你可以看到，他从食物的食当中讲到上妙法位，你听懂吗？从法当中得到满足。
So, and you see, he begins with the real food for them, but start to teach them how to get satisfied by Buddha Dharma.
对，好。另外呢，有一些人需要车子的，他给他们车子，给他车子之后呢，他就要告诉他们怎么叫做大圣的法。你知道什么叫圣吗？圣就是车子上可以载很多人，叫大圣嘛。小圣就载小车子。他告诉他们什么东西叫大圣之法，而怎么样得到佛圣。
And he also teaches them how to obtain the great vehicle instead of small vehicle.
大圣就是可以承载更多的人，表示可以度更多的众生。那小圣呢，就是在自我解脱。所以他告诉他们就什么样叫做大圣之法。
And for great vehicle, just means, it's a method that can help deliver more sentient beings. And for small vehicles, it's just a self-liberation.
所以他在这个地方呢，跟他们讲的是大圣的法。
So here, he's teaching, sentient beings with great vehicles.
好，那对于呢，得到衣服能够满足的菩萨们呢，他就跟他们讲什么叫惭愧。清净衣，什么叫做柔和忍辱衣？这个你们一定听过吧？柔和忍辱衣，怎么样才要得到诸佛的上妙的净色
？And for those beings who need a cloth, he will teach them how to practice repentance and tolerance.
好，就柔和忍辱衣。我想菩萨们这次我们在讲那个梁王宝忏，特别谈到嘛，哈。对佛我们有十供养，其中有个一供养就是柔和忍辱，其实是从修行当中修忍辱行，这个就是一个很好的一，叫柔和忍辱一。
So this is one of the practices that we talked about the Emperor Liang repentance, and one of the offering is offering of the soft, tender and tolerance cloth.
好，这个名字居士呢，就是演完了这出戏哈，就是这样完毕之后呢，他就跟这个菩萨讲说：“哈，我的法门就只有这样子，这个叫随意出生福德藏解脱门。”他说：“我法门就只有这样子，你往去参访下一个居士吧。”
So after Vidvan showed Sudana all this, and he said, "This is my only Dharma door, and if you want to learn more, you have to visit the next one."
好。不是，我们来讨论一下，我们刚刚这样子，这个名字句式哈，其实是事件的一场哈，事件的一场这样子。
Okay.
我来 ，OK。
So let's pause and discuss this good note advisor.
因为你看经文的时候，你要不讨论，经文就只有这样描述，就这样结束了。但是你不去深入看到的时候，其实经文就这样过的时候，你还是不晓得你看了什么东西。尤其是《华严经》的华藏世界，我们是很难去了解的。
We have to pause and discuss because it's very difficult to understand what sutra really means if we don't pause and think about it.
刚开始的时候，这个居士呢，不是坐在十字街头在那边打坐嘛，禅修，然后旁边很多人嘛，哈。那我要问菩萨，你们觉得说平常禅修都会在哪里禅修啊？都一定要在禅堂嘛，非常安静嘛，对吗？然后呢都没有人干扰嘛，我才能够莲香嘛，而且觉得就自己都很厉害，可以莲香。可实际上真的禅修的修行，禅修不是打坐叫禅修，欸，是心中不为外境所动，那个叫禅修，欸。
So I want to ask you, do you notice in the beginning of this story, the good note advisor was sitting at a crossroad in the city, practicing. So if you want to practice in sitting meditation, where would you go? You want to find a quiet place, right? So actually, when we say practice, we do not only mean the form of practice, that sitting upright in a quiet place. It really means your heart or your mind will not be affected by the environment.
真正的功夫是在繁忙当中，你的心还能够做主，这才是真功夫。
So the real practice is you can still be your master, when you're in a busy, noisy situation, environment, you can still be your own master.
而且这个居士呢，不只是在这个繁忙当中，他自己在那边禅修哦，同时他的愿力哦，能够让各类的众生哦，我讲到各类，我们刚刚不讲形象不同嘛。各类众生从不同的地方、不同的国土来到这个地方，而且他还能够满足他们呢，满足他们所有的需求。
And also, this good knowing advisor, he's not just practicing on his own. He has a vow, has a power of vow to invite all kinds of sentient beings from various places, kingdoms, lands, and gather together and satisfy their needs.
你要知道齁，他在那边打坐，然后他发出来那个氛围让众生来到这，其实上那就是一个净土，对吗？那就是一个净土视线。所以各种的宝衣啊、宝花啊、宝果从天而降，满足众生的需求，啊，这东西不是从家里搬出来的咧，是从空中化现出来的，就是从虚空中化现出来的。其实上这是菩萨的愿力所化现的。
So actually when,Vividin was sitting there doing meditation, he creates a pure land, and that's why all those garland, flowers, incense, jewels coming down from the sky, it was not things, material things that he takes out from his home, but are manifestations from emptiness.
这都是他的愿力所化现的。
It's all a manifestation of his vows.
我想我讲过那个无量寿经，不知道还不记得。无量寿经谈到这个法藏比丘在因地的时候，他本来是个国王嘛，后来出家了。他发了48个愿，其中有一个愿，第24个愿他怎么说？他说，是我得佛的时候，我国中的所有菩萨在诸佛前能够见诸德本，他所有欲求的一切供养之具若不如意者，不取证就。意思是，这些人想要什么，我都能够满足他。
So I don't know if you still remember the Buddha speaks infinite life sutra. There was a monk named Dhammakara who used to be a king. And before getting enlightenment, he made 48 vows. The 24th vow is, if when I attain Buddhahood, Bodhisattvas in my land should not be able.As they wish to perform meritorious acts of worshipping the Buddhas with the offerings of their choice, may I not attain perfect enlightenment?
这个法藏比丘已经成佛，对吗？他的名字叫阿弥陀佛。你看，他在因地可以发这样的愿，而且成就一个这样的佛国净土的时候，你知道那个愿力都多大？愿力的时候就可以实现这样的事情。
And we all know, that monk Dhammakara has already become a Buddha. His name is Amitabha Buddha.So you can see when he made such a vow, it was so powerful.
那当这些众生能愿满足他们需求满足之后，他就开始跟他们说法，对对，不同众生说不同的法。需要饮食的，需要衣服的，需要车子的，都用他们就给他们说不同的法。除了供养他的色身需求之外，也供养他的心灵的需求，而且让他们知道一切是缘起性空的。
And also from this story, we know that the good knowing advisor not only satisfied their physical needs, but also could preach dharmas or teach them methods based on their needs.
他所呈现什么叫做万法本空，一切都是空的，万法本空，万物本空。一切都是因缘所生法，一切都是缘起的。 所以他可以在天上上，其实上是愿力，他的愿力划线满足他们所有的需求。
And it's also all conditional arising. It all he created all those things from the emptiness.
我们不像天道的观世音菩萨，不是千处祈求千处应吗？苦海常作渡人舟，不是这样子吗？
So it's also similar to Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Then whenever people pray to her.She will help. She will show up and help.
对嘛？所以你看，我从这个地方讲回来，讲到观世音菩萨的愿，你就知道说，哇，原来圣海童子所参访的每一个善知识，都是一位大菩萨。
Now when I mentioned the Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, now you realize each good knowing advisor that Sudana visit are a great Bodhisattva.
所以从这个参访的善知识，我们得到知道说，一切万法本空，一切是缘生缘灭。
So from this story, we know that all things are empty; they just exist based on conditions, causes and conditions.
好，了解了这样道理之后呢，往下参访第十五位善知识，名字叫法宝记长者。
Okay, so we continue to next story. The Sudana continued to travel south and visit Elder Rutan Chuda.
好，这个法宝记长者他还是一样坐在那个闹市当中，他们就在因为就是在红尘中坐在闹市当中。那当然这个圣海童子就往前去顶礼，他就问他讲说，他说我已经发了无上正等正觉的心，但是不晓得怎么样来行菩萨道，怎么来修菩萨行。
And also this elder also sits at a crossroad in the city, and Sudana approaches him and said, I have given rise to the Bodhi mind, but I don't know how to practice Bodhisattva practice.
就这个长者就牵着他的手，就跟他说，好，你去看看我们的家，看看我的家，就带他去看他们的家。结果善财童子一看他们家，哇，他们家非常非常的干净，非用两个字叫清净，没有一点点的尘垢，非常的光明，没有一点点的黑暗。然后这个整个房子呢，是由真金啊、金啊、银啊、琉璃七宝所成的，一切非常非常的殊胜。然后房子非常的大，有十层楼。哎，古时候有十层楼，哎，十层楼的房子，而且有八个门。你看这个数字都很重要的，十层楼有八个门，非常的殊胜。
So this elder took Sudana to his house and showed to him, saying, Look at my house. And Sudana saw the house is very large, very clean. There's nothing dirty. And it's also it's radiant, made of gold. So there's no darkness. It's wide and high, surrounded by silver walls, adorned with all kinds of jewels.And it has 10 stories high with 8 doors.
我刚刚讲说他的房子非常的清净，这两个字很重要，很清净，没有一点点的尘垢，非常的光明，没有一点点的黑暗。
So I want to emphasize the two characteristics of his house. First, it's very pure, very clean. There's no dirt. Second, it's very bright, radiant. There's no darkness.
好，结果这个长子就带着这个善财童子说，好，我带你去参访。他从一层楼一层楼开始去看，最下面一层楼，在那个地方呢，看到在布施一切的饮食给一切的众生。
So Sudana starts to look around one stories by one stories. On the first floor, he saw supplies of food and drink being given away.
好，再往上到第二层楼的时候呢，在供养一切的衣服。
And on the second floor, he saw all kinds of clothing being given away.
第三层的时候呢，在供养一切的所谓的庄严的东西，庄严具，比如说灯啊、花呀、幔啊，一切庄严具。
And on the third floor, he saw all kinds of ornaments like flowers, jewelry, lights being given away.
好，第四层楼在供养什么？一切的才女，就是。很漂亮的小女生，漂亮的女孩在那边供养一切东西，还有一切上妙的珍宝在那边供养。
On the fourth floor, he saw royal concubines, the most talented women on earth being given away.
好，第五层哦，那个地方你可以看到五帝， 已经修到第五地的菩萨，五地菩萨在那个地方，然后在那边说法，说法，让这听到法的人都能够成就一些菩提心。
And on the fifth floor, he saw a gathering of enlightening beings of the fifth stage celebrating the teaching in some thinking and acting for the welfare and happiness of the world.
第六层那个地方呢，也是一些菩萨集聚，这些菩萨呢，已经具有甚深的智慧，对于法的诸法的实相，而且通达明了。
And on the sixth floor, he saw a gathering of enlightening beings who had already attained profound wisdom and who understands the wisdom of the Buddhas.
那当然他们在那边说法，让众生能够听到，达到怎么样才能够有智慧到彼岸的法门。
Of course, they are all discussing and talking dharmas to sentient beings to help sentient beings get delivered.
好，到第七层的时候呢，有很多的菩萨得到所谓的音响忍。哎，这个名相哦，可能大家听过，可是不见得记得。我记得在讲那个无量寿经的谈到最后第四十八愿，讲到音，就是第一、第二、第三法忍。第一个人叫音响忍，就是因听到声音而开悟。就很多菩萨已经有这样的方法，所以他们能够听到诸佛的法音之后而能够开悟，得到音响忍。
So on the seventh floor, he saw a gathering of enlightened beings who had attained acceptance of the fact that all sounds are like echoes, and when they hear the sound, they can get enlightened.
对，他们听到一切法就好像是幻化的声音一样，他们不执着，所以用更的方便的法门能够观察，能够出离，得到诸佛的真实相。
So because they are not attached to the sounds, they understand the illusory nature of it. So they are able to observe and meditate on the sound and get enlightened.
好，到第八层了哈。第八层这个呢，有非常多的菩萨在一起，他们得到神通力，然后是处于不退转的地位。他们都能够用一音能够遍十方，然后身体能够示现一切道场。我们知道十地，其实十地菩萨就有这样的方式，这样功能，在十地菩萨其实上同时在100个佛国净土去示现。他说这个第八层楼这些菩萨就可以这样，他们有神通力，身体是不退转的，他们有一个声音能够冲遍十法十个佛刹，然后身体示现在一切地方，而且呢在那边呢，在一切道场上，他们在这边说法来教化众生。
And on the eighth floor, he saw a gathering of enlightened beings who had attained great supernatural abilities, who were able to appear in all communities, whose bodies were distributed evenly throughout all universes.
第九层那个地方呢，都是聚集的是一生补处菩萨。你知道什么叫一生补处菩萨吗？就是他是等觉菩萨了。下一个妙觉就成佛了，哎，就是我们现在知道观世音菩萨、大势至菩萨、地藏菩萨是一生不处菩萨在那边聚合。
So on the ninth floor, he saw a gathering of enlightened beings who were to attain Buddhahood in one lifetime. They already attained equal enlightenment, just one more step to become Buddha. We know all those great Bodhisattvas like Avalokiteshvara.Bodhisattva, or they are all at that stage.
好，那你们猜猜第十层楼会是谁聚集？哎，对的，第十层楼是的，是十方世界的一切佛都来这边聚集。
Yes, so the last floor, on the tenth floor, it was a gathering of all Buddhas from all directions.
都不可思议，他的家里面有这么多十方的，应该说十方法界，应该说十方应该是善界的。这边聚集，第十层呢，既然是一切佛在这边聚集，而且呢，在这边可以看到什么？这些佛呢，从初发心开始，初发心修菩萨行，然后怎么样超过生死轮回，发菩提心，然后呢神通力，然后降魔一切诸佛，降魔一切众生之后，然后怎么样转法轮，从正等正觉，这些情形都可以看得清清楚楚。
So it is amazing that in this Gnoyi, this elder's house, you can see all these 10 good realms, and starting from giving rise to Bodhi mind, and then practice Bodhisattva conducts, deliver all sentient beings, and eventually reach Buddhahood.
你要知道啊，这个善财童子是每一位善知识叫他去参访下一位善知识的时候，每一位善知识都用他的方法告诉善财童子他所要知道的东西。其实上每一个方法都是修菩萨行、行菩萨道的方法呀。
So each good knowing advisor, actually teaches one method to Sudana, and each method is a bodhisattva practice.
哎，假如说我要问你，假如说你们看到这样情景，你会问问题吗？你会往下问吗？还是就傻在那边说哇这样子？你们会问问题？会问什么问题？会对这个居士问什么问题？
So I want to ask you, if you were there when you saw such a phenomenon, would you ask questions? And what kind of questions would you ask?
怎么问到？是的，是的，没有错，甚至好好问题。他就问了，他说你到底是什么样的因缘，让你得到这么清净的众生、清净的会众，在这个地方，在你们家聚集？他说你往昔到底种了什么样的善根，得到这样的果报，在你们家里面可以实现这样情形。
Yes, so having seen this, Sudana said to Elder, Noble One, how did you achieve this? Where did you plant roots of goodness, resulting in such an attainment?
他说你知道吗？在，应该说用一个数字叫过围城沙劫，就横竖劫，就过很久很久很久很久以前的时候，当时有一个世界叫做圆满庄严世界，那时候那尊佛的名字叫做无边光明法界普庄严王如来。那个时候呢，他其实应该讲说这尊如来在的时候，他也应该在那个时候，他说这尊佛呢，他来到我的地方，来到我的家的地方，表示他们同时存在，来到我家的时候，我就为他演奏音乐，同时呢，我烧了一粒非常殊胜的香来供养佛。同时呢，我把这个供养的功德呢，做了三个回向。我想你要好好听了。第一个，我回向，我希望能够永远离开一切的贫穷困苦。第二个，我回向，希望能够常常见到诸佛及善知识。第三个，我希望能够常常能够听闻恒闻佛法，而且恒闻正法。
So this elder said, I remember that in the past years ago, more than as many years ago as atoms in a Buddha land, in a world called Wheel of Many Colors, a Buddha named King of Teaching Adoring the Cosmos with Infinite Rays of Light emerged in the world. And at the time he came to visit me and I played music for that Buddha, in the middle of the marketplace in the city and burned one bowl of incense as an offering to the Buddha. And not only that, I also made three vows, for my offering. I said I vow not to, to be free from poverty and terrible things. And second vow is I vow to always be able to see Buddhas and good knowing advisors.And third of all is, I will always be able to hear Dhammas.
你听到了吗？这三个愿，你们有没有发过这样的愿？还是只是听听而已？真的要发愿。其实你看，他就是用乐音供养，很简单。菩萨们，你们参加我们任何的法会，也不就是用乐音供养吗？对吗？然后呢，我们在供香的时候，你不是去插三个香，但是你合掌的时候，我们可以用心香供养啊，不是吗？是。所以在那个当下的时候，你要发愿，甚至回向。他当然这个是算发愿，他讲回向也可以，说发愿也可以。我们要发愿，在发愿当下，其实就有因缘可以成就。他就这样子发这三个愿呢，一个愿是我希望离开一切的贫穷困苦，我希望能够常常见到诸佛跟善知识，我希望能够常常能够恒闻正法，就发着这样三个愿。他说，因为这样的因缘，所以我得到现在这样的果报。
So, do you see how this elder achieves this attainment? He made offerings and he dedicated the merits and made three vows. And first to forever ending all poverty. And second to always be able surrounded by Buddhas and good knowing advisors. And third is to be able to hear Dhamma all the time. And, think about us when we're doing a chanting ceremony. Are we actually also burning incense, although you're not handed over or, you know, do it personally, but you can join your palms and offer the incense in your mind. And you're also, because you're doing the chanting service, so you also offer, you know, the good music for Buddhas.
对啊，就他就讲到这个地方，他就讲说，我这个法门叫做菩萨的无量福德宝藏解脱法门。
So he said, I know this enlightening liberation of the superior manifestation of the unobstructed vows.
他说，那这样子，你去参访下一个善知识了，哈。
That's all I know, and you need to go to visit another good knowing advisor.
好，那我们在这边，我们讨论一下这个善知识。我们讨论一下。
So we will pause and discuss about this elder.
你可以看到说这个善知识哈，这个法宝继长者嘛，他修什么法门？他修的是累世广修供养的法门呢。
So, let's think about what kind of method actually this elder practiced. So he actually practiced. It's really make great offerings to Buddhas.
而且是累世哦，累世修。你看他讲说，无量无量无量劫前的时候，他从那个时候供养，一直到这样子修行。
And also, it's make offerings through multiple lifetimes.
所以他在这一生的时候是一个非常富有的人呢，有十层楼的房子哎，我想那个时候应该很少见了，而且他的房子很大。可以开八个门，这个八个门做什么？让人家都能够进来，让人够进来，表示心不设防，让一些众生能够进来，跟一些众生结善缘。
And also, because of his great offerings in his past lifetimes, he was able to born in a wealthy family. That's why he can have such ten stories great house. It must be rare at that time. And the house has great house had eight doors.So people can come in and out.
我们讲讲他现身怎么样广修供养？你看哦，第一层楼供养饮食，第二层楼供养衣服，第三层楼供养装宝庄严具，第四层楼供养才女跟一切上在妙府。这就是供养，广修供养，一切众生从那个八个门只要进来就可以供养。这个部分是色身的供养，一层楼到四层楼全部是色身的供养。
So you can see his house is really all about extensive offerings. From stories 1 to 4, it's all about make offerings to the physical bodies. On the first floor, it's offerings of food and drink. The second floor, it's offering of clothing. And the third floor is ornaments, jewels. And fourth floor is a royal concubine's most talented woman. So you can see it's all about offerings.
那第五层楼到第十层楼那个地方呢？是诸佛菩萨聚集的地方，在供什么法的供养，心的供养，让每一个众生从一层楼一层楼一层的时候上来的时候，修行就是一层一层的往上增，所以他的生命跟他的修行就是往上增，甚至到最后的时候就是佛界。
And from the fifth floor up to the tenth floor, he is making offerings to all.Buddhas or enlightened beings, great practitioners. So you can see the progress, you can see the progressive stages each floor has and until all the way to the Buddhahood.
你可以看到他把家里他的家当成一个道场嘛，哈，广供养一切众生，包括色身的疾苦，包括心的饥寒的一切众生，在这边能够从色身的满足之后到心的满足。最后让他们真的能够得到什么身心的安乐。
So you can see he makes offering for his entire house, starting by satisfying the needs of you know physical bodies, until then gradually to satisfying the needs of your spiritual needs until the reach Buddhahood.
请问我讲完这个善知识的，你们有没有得到一点点东西？有没有一点点东西？有，微笑了，笑 ，OK。
So after I talked about this story, do you feel you learned something?
好，我再跟大家讲说，其实累生累劫发的愿是不可思议的哈。我们也可以跟大家分享一个 华严经的初祖叫杜顺菩萨，他的故事。
So, yes, you know, the vows made through multiple lifetimes are unimaginable. I want to share with you a story about a monk Du Shun, who is also the patriarch of the Hua Yan sect.
对，我想我在两个法上课上讲过，好，这个杜顺菩萨呢，他那时候当然还不是初祖的时候，他在修行的当下，有一天他去挂单，到一个寺院去挂单，好，那就跟他走，他推了他的自己的所有家当去。到那个地方上，这个门房门口就问，这个门房就问他说：“你要做什么？”他说：“我要来挂单。”他就说：“好，那你进去。”他说：“你可以进去问问看，但是你的行李要放在外面。”就是杜顺菩萨进到那个去，当然去他们知客那边询问之后，他就在里面，就一这个门房的那个人以为他去问一问就出来的，没想到他在里面挂单挂了好几个月。最后呢，他要离开这个山门的时候呢，人家就问他说：“你的行李呢？”他说：“我的行李就挂在这个外面，就在门外。”他说：“哇，很久了，好几个月了，你东西一定不见了。”他说：“不会的，因为我累生累劫持不偷盗戒，所以他东西一个东西都没有掉。”
So this is a story about a monk Du Shun when he was before he became the patriarch for Hua Yan sector. One day he went on to visit a temple and he, of course, he brings all his luggage with him. Then before he goes into the temple, the people said, well, you can go in, but you have to leave your luggage here. So the people said that, thought he might just go in for a few minutes. He will come out soon. But actually he stayed in the temple for a few months. You know, he was meditating or doing whatever. But after he finished, he came out and people said, where's your luggage? And he said, well, outside the door. And people said, well, it's been so long, it's been a few months. Your stuff must be stolen already. But he said, no, it won't, because I have been upholding the precept of no stealing. So I won't lose anything. And it is true, actually. He didn't lose a thing, when he came out.The luggage is still there.
所以这个故事我要跟大家讲，就回扣到刚刚这个善知识，我跟大家讲说，修行就是这个样子的，你要发愿，而且要持守。我们假如说戒行嘛，哈，一定要去持守那个戒，然后真正去修行。这样的时候，这个日渐有功，到最后的时候，你就可以看到，看这像这个长者，他竟然是家里前面讲了，他家里非常的清净，哎，没有一点点的尘染。非常的光明，没有个地方是黑暗的。因为你看，他累生累劫就这样子广修供养，广修供养，所以诸佛菩萨全部在他们家示现出来，会觉得很欢喜啊。
So again, this illustrates that you know, you have to practice, have to accumulate merits little by little into through multiple lifetimes, just like this elder in the sutra.That he could have such a clean, beautiful house without any dirt, without any darkness, and he can make offerings to all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas.
我还有15分钟哦，下面这个善知识很长，不过我想我还是讲好了，我们可能把它稍微浓缩讲。好，再来相仿这个善知识，名字叫普眼长者。
Okay, we'll talk about the next good knowing advisor. It's called the Elder Samantachadra.
好，他来到这个普眼长者住的这个城市的时候，就发现这个城市里面旁边有非常非常多的聚落，就是一个聚落一座围绕在一起。然后他的道路中的城的那个道路非常的宽广平正，然后这个城墙上面有很多的士兵在那边很严守在那个地方。然后呢，他就发现哇，看到这个长者的时候，就跟他问讯，他说：“我已发了无上正的正觉的心，但是我不晓得怎么样来行菩萨道，修菩萨行。”
So, Sudana continued travel south, and he arrived a city, which surrounded by hundreds of thousands of little towns, and the road in the city is very broad and paved, and there were a lot of soldiers guard the city.
好， 然后这个长者就跟他讲说，他说很好啊，你能够发的无上正等正觉的心。他说我知道了，我知道一切方法，我可以知道一切众生所生的各种的疾病。这边谈到什么风湿病啊，黄疸病啊，痰病啊，所有的病，甚至于被人家下降头那个蛊毒，甚至于水啊火啊所造成一切伤害疾病，我都能够用方法，方便的方法来治疗他们。所以一切众生，从十方来的众生来到这个地方，只要身体有疾病，我都能够为他们治疗，而且帮他们治愈，帮他们治好了。
So Sudana said to the elder, I have given rise to the Bodhi mind. I want to know how to practice Bodhisattva practice, Bodhisattva conduct. And the elder said to Sudana, great good man, it's very good to give rise to the Bodhi mind. I know all kinds of disease. I know how to cure all kinds of disease of sentient beings.
他说所有一切从十方来的众生，只要来到了这个地方，有各种的疾病，我都能够帮他们治疗，而且帮他们治愈。
And sentient beings from 10 directions, they come to me with all kinds of diseases, and I can help them. I can provide medical medicines, and I can help them until they get cured.
好，第一个。第二个说，最后呢，好，第二个时候呢，我用香汤来沐浴，用香汤来给他们沐浴，甚至后呢，我用种种的花香、璎珞啊、衣服啊来庄严他们，甚至给他们供养他们一切的上妙的饮食跟财宝，让他们得到满足。
And after kill them, I can also use special water to bathe them, to give them nice clothing, and give them good food.And give them money to fulfill their needs.
最后呢，第三个步骤呢，我给他们说法。他说呢，对于很贪欲多的人，贪的众生，我跟他们讲说，我们九孔长流不尽的叫不尽观。
And the third step, what I do is I actually talk Dharma. I talk Dharma to all sentient beings.
我们身体有九孔，对吗？九孔长流不尽，鼻、耳、口，还有我们的生殖器官，还有生殖器官，鼻、耳、口，还有我们生殖器官，有九孔长流不尽。
And for sentient beings who are too greed, I would teach them impurity, the concept of impurity of nine pores.
好，对于这个嗔恨，就是爱生气的众生呢，我告诉他们要修慈悲观。
And to sentient beings who often get angry, I will teach them how to practice compassion.
对这个愚痴的众生，就是无明众生，我教他们要修因缘观，因为从因缘当中看到一切真实相。
And for sentient beings who are very ignorant, I will teach them the causes and conditions, and they can understand the reality from causes and conditions.
所以表示我看贪嗔痴就是我们所有一些现象嘛，哈，所以对不同的众生，他说不同的法，用不同的方法来给他们说法。
So greed, hatred, and ignorance are the main disease we all have, but he teaches different methods based on the different disease they have.
下面说我要让他们怎么样发菩提心。他说呢，为了让众生能够发菩提心呢，我来赞叹一切佛的功德，为了要众生呢起大悲心。我来显示这个生死轮回这个苦恼的样子，我让众生能够增长他的功德，来赞叹修习无量的福报跟智慧，让众生能够发大誓愿，来赞叹如何来调伏各类的众生，让众生能够修普贤菩萨的十大恨愿。所以我在说诸佛菩萨在一切佛刹当中，一切解中怎么来修持一切法门。
So the elder said, in order to makeSentient beings to give rise to the Bodhi mind, I will praise the merits of all Buddhas. And in order to help sentient beings to give rise to compassion, I will show the afflictions created by life and death cycle. And in order to help sentient beings grow merits, accumulate merits, I will praise the practice that can help you gain blessings and wisdom. And in order to help sentient beings to make great vows, I will praise beings can help cultivate all kinds of beings, and I will help all beings, make all beings practice Samudra Pujo Bodhisattva's great conduct, and help great sattvas to practice those methods.
修佛一切佛的一切法门
，and practice the methods all methods of all Buddhas.
好，当然他也谈到说，我们要求是为了十度波罗蜜。你们听过六度嘛？哈，有十度波罗蜜。当然，他也教他们怎么样来修十度波罗蜜。
And also, he teaches them how to practice ten paramitas.
好，下面更殊胜，他说我可以调配呢一切的香，那个香的方法，各种香的方法，我知道调配怎么样香，用香的方法。他说我用这个香呢来供养一切的诸佛菩萨，然后让诸佛菩萨的愿都能够满足。
And he also knows how to compound all scents, incense, perfumes, and use those incense to please all beings.
他说当这个香一燃起来的时候，这个香呢又放出无量的香，这个香呢可以到普掉一切的法界，甚至到一切道场里面的那些道场参加的人，又因为这个香他们能够得到满足，而且呢回到得到庄严满足。
And whenever he makes offerings to Buddha, he burns the incense, the incense will appear in all universes in assemblies of the Buddhas.
他说我现在知道，我跟大家讲说，我这个方法叫什么？叫令一切众生能够普见诸佛欢喜的法门。
So this method is called the medium of teaching the both fragrance making offerings on meeting Buddhas everywhere, pleasing all sentient beings.
让众生呢能够灭掉一切的烦恼，深入佛法中，然后远离一切诸苦。
And can help deliver sentient beings from afflictions and leave all evils and practice Buddha Dharma.
好，他就讲到这个地方，他就说好，下面请你去参访另外一个善知识，他叫吴彦祖，好，吴彦祖国，那是一个国王，下次我们再说。那我们来讨论一下这个善知识的这个部分。
And this is a story for this guna, by the way, and we will continue the next one in next lecture.
好，这个善知识他住的这个地方呢，他的城墙严守非常的严密嘛，齁，然后周围有很多很多的聚落围绕。那道路当中非常的宽广，这样让人在生活在这当中呢非常的安全感，而且非常的放松。那这个普眼长者他本身其实是一个大医王啊，大医王什么，他能够知道众生的病嘛，怎么样去医他们，然后用各种方法医疗他们之后，用香汤来灌沐他们的身体，然后呢最后来跟他们说法，让他们得到身心的满足。
So this place, this Guna advisor lives in a city that is guarded securely by all soldiers. And also, so people live inside will feel secure and relaxed. And this elder himself is a good doctor, is a great doctor. And he can cure all kinds of disease and help beings recover and using fragrant water to bathe their body. And give them good food, and also talk Dharma to them.
我们常常说佛是大医王，对吧？好，是。其实上你看，这边就是视线这个样，就是一个大善知识，他是一个大医王。
So we always say that the Buddhas are always the king of the medicine. So this elder appears as a king, a great doctor, great medicine, king of the medicine.
让众生在得到身心的身满足之后，得到心的满足。所以他对不同的众生说不同的法，贪心多的众生他告诉他们九孔长流不尽的不尽观，对于嗔心的爱生气的众生呢，跟他们讲要叫他们就修慈悲观，对于无明的众生愚痴的众生叫他们修因缘观，重点就是用不同的法门让众生从这当中学到修行的法门，然后来截断众生呢生死轮回的流转。
And he teaches, he not only cures their disease and satisfies their physical needs, he also teaches Buddha based on different afflictions they have. for those who are too greedy, they will talk, he will teach them the impurity, meditation on impurity. And for those who are, have too much anger, too much hatred, he will teach them the metta practice, the compassion practice. And for people who are too ignorant, he will teach them to meditate on the causes and conditions.
他不只是治疗那些来到他道场的这些但他这个两种子甚至他做出一种香、哦、那个香一烧起来的时候可以普熏十法界等于说是这个这样的等于说他在这个地方其实上是用心去供养一切法界的众生
And he can also make a great incense that can once he burn the incense it can be offered to all universes to all Buddhas
我们在梁王宝忏讲说那个戒定真香真的是插一个香在那个地方是那个供养吗不是对吗我们当然是透过持戒透过心来供养
So we also talked about in the Emperor Liang repentance when we say offering by incense we're not talking about the physical incense we're talking about make offerings byupholding precepts well and offering by your practice
其实上假如不上门我们上次讲过那个华华经你还记得的话华华经里面有谈到那个药王菩萨你还记得吗药王菩萨他前一生是一切众生喜见菩萨对吗他欢喜的用自己的身用身上除了饮香他自己喝这种东西还有呢整个身上缠满了这个香然后去燃身供佛对吗所以他就是用他的愿力去供佛所以你知道说那个求法的心呢求法的心就是这样子的所以他用其实用这样的方法来表示说就像我们刚刚看到这个善知识这个香的供养其实上是用心供养重点就是心的供养
And also if you remember we talked about in the Flowers Lotus Sutra There was a great Bodhisattva.
药王菩萨的前身。
So the medicine, we're talking about the medicine Buddha story when before he became the medicine Buddha. There's one lifetime, he put a lot of incense on his body, the oil around his body and then burn his body to make offerings.
好我们回来再讲。这次那个水陆法会齁、哦、在宴口的时候金刚上师念了一段话我不知道你会记得说此一半香根盘节外支波还成不经天地已生成其属阴阳而召唤。我来给你的那张他说热象炉中专身供养常住三宝刹海万灵极乐导师阿弥陀佛观音世子清净海众。西藏真香然后呢普同供养我不晓得你还记得这样子吗所以金刚上师念完这个后的时候给了一段香给了旁边那个侍者那个侍者不敢用手接呢一定用海青去接他那个知道那个供养不是只是那一段香供养其实是金刚上师的心供养同样的道理、
in the ceremony of the sea land gathering we heard
the master.
We heard the master, got a small amount of incense and chanted some verses, basically saying using this incense we'll make offerings beyond the time space. And we understand all things are created from the emptiness. There's no permanent, they're all impermanent. That's their self nature. And we make these offerings to all three jewels, in all empty spaces. And then we make offerings to Amitabha Buddha, Avalokiteshvara, and all, great bodhisattvas. And when he finished the chanting, he wanted to pass on the incense. But the people beside him won't hand over by his hand. Instead, he will use his rope to take because We all understand it's not just offering a physical incense, it's offering of the pure mind.
不容易，我觉得他真的很不爽，这个因为他实在是太拗口了，他还可以把它翻出来，真的要太真的要鼓掌他，真的不容易，不容易。是，这是一段很拗口的经文哈，可是实际上你就知道说，他说这段香呢，它是超越时间、超越空间，不是天地生成的，也不是阴阳所造化的。你看，代表什么？这都是新鲜供养。所以我回来讲说，这整个善知识的这个供养，你要知道说。我们知道呢，我们从有相的供养，有相的相供养，有相的食物供养，到最后的重点就是一个心的供养。所有的一切供养就回到心的供养，这才是真正让我们大家彼此用心的供养才能够找到解脱。所以今天我也用心供养大众啊，你有收到了吗
So by concluding, I want to say it's really all about making offerings. We started with making offerings with physical food, physical stuff, or physical incense, but eventually it will go beyond time and space. It will be offering our own practice, be offering our own pure mind.
好，我们今天就供养大众到这里了哈。好，我们一起来念回向记。
Okay, that's it for today. And I make offerings by my lecture, by my talks. Let's chant the
Chinese
verses of merit transfer.